the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad, the Big Noise episode, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And man, talk about the Pac-12 ripple effect, Lundy. I was checking out KenPom.com, you know, doing some research. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, advanced analytics sites out there in the college basketball universe. And because of the Pac-12's dominance in this NCAA tournament, it has suddenly jumped to number two overall as the conference itself and the advanced analytics power rankings. But, you know, peeling back the layers of the onion, you know, putting these specimens on the slide and examining under the microscope, all of the teams have jumped massively in the overall rankings, including Washington and Cal. They've jumped like 30, 40 spots because there's three Pac-12 teams in the Elite Eight. Hell, your Oregon State Beavers, who we're going to be talking about with their Elite Eight matchup tonight, suddenly number 43. And this is a team that was living outside the top 100 for much of the season. Bill Walton, man, that guy is working his magic. Remember, he had five Pac-12 teams in his Final Four.
I remember that. Hey, you know what? Bill's got his own kind of math, but we know how KenPom works, and it is outstanding to see this ripple effect that's happening as the Pac-12 performs in the tournament. That's wild.
It's really crazy. You know, again, those numbers really being cooked by the just spectacular run that this conference has had in this NCAA tournament. And speaking of the Pac-12, DraftKings Sportsbook has updated odds on cutting down the nets in Indianapolis. Of course, the Zags are the favorite at plus 135. Then Baylor at plus 250. Of the remaining teams heading into this Elite Eight, I think the best value is USC at 12-1. I cannot wait for the Trojans to take on the Bulldogs tomorrow night. And interestingly, your Beavers aren't the longest shot. Oregon State is at 16-1. Arkansas and UCLA are the longest odds. Arkansas 20-1 and UCLA at 28-1. I think both are kind of worth maybe an Andy Jackson or two just to, you know, throw on there and see what happens. I mean, we are at a topsy-turvy NCAA tournament season. And look, if you want to get in on any of that action, or NBA or NHL, NFL draft props, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And yeah, 68 teams start the tournament. Only the best so far, though, have survived. We are down to eight, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. Pick any college hoops team that is still on the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the W. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this manic Monday, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you have been rocking the ice. You've been slamming the sports books into the boards, putting the old biscuit in the basket with your NHL selections. Give me a recap of how you did yesterday, and let's fire off a pick to start the week off on the right foot.
Hey, we not only hit the pick yesterday, but if you remember, I threw a little bonus time up in here as we went back-to-back on the pod talking about the Predators and the Blackhawks. Nashville pulled off the win again yesterday, and I said to take the under on the 5.5 goals. Well, they finished right at 5. Got a little nervous there down the stretch, but they finished right at 5 with a final score of 3-2. So let's start things off with one of the early contests as these two teams will battle for the 8th time time this year. Again, playing within these kind of funky schedules, lots of back-to-back. Let's talk about the Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sidney Crosby continuing to be, well, Sidney Crosby. Pittsburgh took care of the Islanders on Saturday in a big way, 6-3. And I don't see any reason to think otherwise in this contest for tonight. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock Eastern, so this is one of the early ones. Both teams on the money line sitting at a minus 108. That's how evenly matched the bookmakers believe that this game is going to be. But I just think Pittsburgh continues to have the Islanders' number. I think even if New York puts Semyon Varlamov between the pipes tonight, which is what's expected, I think Pittsburgh is just on a roll. And for whatever reason, even though these two teams are right next to each other in the standings, New York is just struggling against Pittsburgh. Crosby and company have their number. So we're going to roll on the money line at a minus 108. Take Pittsburgh to win back-to-back against the Islanders.
Oh, yeah. Fire off on those pins.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to numero cuatro here in the Fade Five. And let's go back to the ice, Lundy. Who else you liking this evening?
Let's go a little later in the evening, Brad. Let's talk about those San Jose Sharks. Barf. Taking on the Minnesota Wild. San Jose not looking all that great so far this season. Minnesota, though, has been looking really good. After getting their butts handed to them in Denver by the Colorado Avalanche, they got beat about a week and some change ago, 6-0 by the Avs. They have rattled off three wins in a row, including two against Anaheim, one against St. Louis. Now they get ready to go up against San Jose, who has lost. The Sharks have lost two in a row. This just feels like a lopsided mismatch, which means the money line not as attractive as it was for our Islanders-Pens game. The Wild are sitting at a minus 160, so you might want to pair this up with something else, but I do like the Wild to be able to take care of relatively easily the San Jose Sharks tonight. So roll with it on its own, pair it up with those Penguins, or perhaps there's another game on the schedule you like, maybe to bring that juice down on the Wild, but look for Minnesota to continue their winning ways.
Yeah, you had me with the guttural noises immediately. The toothless Sharks paid the living daylights out of them.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA, presented, of course, by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Unfamiliar with MKF? We'll go there and have an MKF in good time. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, more or less, over or under points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Stream them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less the over, the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you sign up with it, you get a free $5 game on the house. Party on down at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the association here, Lundy, and let's talk about a representative from a team that I grew up loving as a child because I'm a massive David Robinson fan. I've been enjoying him in the commercials that we've seen during the NCAA tournament. And it still looks like the Admiral could, you know, drop and bang out about 100 push-ups. He's in remarkable shape for a guy that's like 50-plus. I mean, he had some of the biggest guns back in the day in the NBA anyway, and he still kept it on, man. And, of course, his kid recently played at Duke, but I'm going to focus on Derek White, the former CU Buff, who's running point for this San Antonio Spurs team, taking on the sack tonight. No, I'm not going to focus on assists. I'm not going to talk about points. I'm not even talking about the PRA. I am zeroed in specifically on just rebounds for Derek White, and I'm taking the over on the 3.5 boards against the Kings. Again, he's been over this in 6 of his last 9 games, and this is a tremendous opportunity for any guy that gets after it on the glass. Third best matchup for a rebounder, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, and it's actually the 8th best matchup overall for a point guard in the association. So it's going to be close, but I think Derek White's going to get 4 or 5 boards in the end. Snag those oranges, score you some cash, and the juice, a little heavy. We're not getting seduced by it. It's a minus 127 right now at DraftKings, but of course at Monkey Knife Fight, I don't have to worry about that. So I still like the over there on the 3.5 boards for Derek White. Fade or follow.
I'm just drunk on Elite Eight fun. Let's do it. I'll take the over. You're right. This is one that he's going to be close with. You go across and look at his game log that he's had over the course of the month of March, and he just hovers right at that number.
He does.
3, 4, maybe occasionally 5. He did that against the Pistons. So I'll roll with you just because I'm drunk on Oregon State in the Elite Eight. Woohoo! Let's take the over.
Yeah, Lundy had a lot of Mas Tequila with his Fruit Loops this morning.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to the next round here, and it is the Elite Eight. And the first game of the evening, we're not going to talk about that yet. That's Oregon State-Houston. We're going to reserve that because, Lundy, we know where his faith resides.
He's just dragging this out to torture me. That's what he's doing.
I am. And I'm going to take a cowardly way out, too, with that selection, which we'll get to in a minute. But let's focus on Arkansas-Baylor, the capper tonight, and a game that should be fast-paced, should take your breath away, should be a ton of fun. And I'm rolling with the must bus and the Razorbacks here, +8. Too many points. Overall, that Arkansas is receiving here in this game. You look at the Razorbacks the last 7. Now, offensively, they've been a bit of a roller coaster ride. Only 1 of 9 from distance in the Sweet 16 against Oral Roberts. They're going to have to show massive improvement in that category if they're going to want to hang tough against Baylor. But Arkansas's defense usually keeps them in any game. Over their last 7 contests, 0.909 points per possession allowed, only 43.7% inside the arc. They force an opponent turnover close to 21% of the time. They're going to have to extend. They have given up 37.9%, rather unsavory in that category, defensively along the arc. And you know Baylor's got nothing but gunners on the outside with Butler, with Mitchell, with Flagler, with Teague. I mean, they just continuously throw guys at you. The Baylor Bears netting 1.227 points per possession in their last 7 games, getting a ton of second-chance opportunities, shooting 37.8% from downtown, and they're forcing a ton of turnovers as well at a 22.7% clip. So the keys for Arkansas to cover here: pressure the guards along the perimeter. They could check that box, they're going to be in it. They box out, they check that box, they're going to be in it. And they got to hit a few threes to go eye for eye and match the prolificness of this Bears offense from along the perimeter. They hit those 3 touch points, they will cover. Hell, they got a shot to pull the upset here. So give me the Razorbacks, +8. Fade or follow.
I like the fact that this is up to 8. That's part of the reason I'm going to follow you on this one, is because there, you know, it's been bouncing around, 7, 7.5, but 8, I can feel a little bit comfortable with. Arkansas last, 16 games, I think 12-4 against the spread is their number. So they are managing to keep these games close. They're handling the numbers that the bookmakers want to put on it. I think they've got a shot at the upset. I still think Baylor is going to move on into the Final Four, but I think Arkansas is going to make this interesting. But you brought up some really important touch points, especially that outside shooting. Got to be able to keep up with Baylor, because Baylor can score in just about every different direction. So you better make sure that you're on your game and that you are not giving up second chance opportunities. That's the other big thing that Arkansas is going to have to do. Protect that glass. Don't give Baylor the second opportunity, because they'll make you pay for it. So I'm going to follow, because I think this is too many points on the Razorback side.
Yeah, score some bucks with those oinkers.
Number one.
All right, let's move on to the Lundy special. That is his Oregon State Beavers. He is going to be rocking the t-shirt yet again. Hopefully you haven't watched it. I mean, because you don't want to have any bad luck as a result.
No. We don't mess with the mojo.
Good.
Right now.
Good.
We do everything we can to keep Wayne Tinkle and those guys rolling, my man.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lucky shirt with all the beer stains and just general sweat stench on that residue that's a part of that shirt now. You got to keep on riding that sucker. And you know what? I don't like this line. It is also 8 points. That's what Houston is laying. So I'm going to pivot. And I think this game's going under on the 129 and a -108 juice here at tape time. You know, Oregon State has scored the ball extraordinarily well in their last 8 games, 1.206 points per possession, but they've only given up 0.943, generating a second chance close to a third of the time. They're shooting over 40% from along the arc over that span.
But what's key here for the Beavs, number 318 in the country in average possession length over the entirety of the season. Now, you look at Houston, we know what Houston can do. They like to play it in a half court, slow it down as well. Outstanding defensive team over their last seven games, giving up just 0.921 points per possession. Similar to Oregon State, and they do a better job at this. They generate a ton of second chance opportunities over 39% of the time, really extend the defense along the perimeter, and they challenge and contest shots pretty much everywhere, to be honest. And they're even slower than Oregon State, number 326, an average possession length again on the season. You know, this is going to be like that ship in the Suez Canal, right? It's just, it won't budge. And I think both of these teams are going to resemble that ship, and it will just take, you know, multiple tugboats to try to move it. So, you know, it's a rock fight. Bring your biggest boulder. You know, this game may not get out of the 50s in the end here, Lundy. That's why the 129 on the under, I think, is the way to go. And let's be honest, unders have been all the rage in this NCAA tournament. Six of the eight Sweet 16 teams or games went under, and 60% of the games in the entirety of the tournament have gone under. And I think this is going to follow suit. So fade or follow Oregon State, Houston under 129.
I like the idea of this one being maybe not as bad as we saw between Loyola Chicago and Oregon State in the Sweet 16 round, where nothing was falling whatsoever. That was ugly. I felt bad because obviously I was excited for Oregon State, but I was seeing everyone on Twitter basically going, good Lord, what is this garbage that we are watching? Yeah, that was a pretty painful first half. I'll roll with the under on the 129. I also, by the way, bonus pick, I like the under in the first half, is 59, by the way, at a minus 110. The Sweet 16 game against Loyola Chicago, the over-under was 58. I took the under on that one, and obviously we were just talking about the Bricks. So a little bonus pick if you want to pay attention to the over-unders. The first half unders, Brad, not just the total unders, but first half unders have been really popular in these games too, as these teams, as they roll through the tournament, kind of feel each other out at the beginning of the game. So 59, the fact that this is even higher than it was in the Loyola Chicago is kind of a surprise to me. So I like the under for the total. I like the under for the half. And yes, I'm rolling with my Beavs at the plus eight on the spread because, hey, they're 13-1 against the spread in their last 14 games. Let's keep on rolling, Beavs.
Yeah, man, cue the George Michael. You got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Ah. Yeah, I'm with you there. You know what? I'll throw in a little bonus time as well. Just go back to that Arkansas-Baylor game. I like Baylor minus five in the first half because we've seen repeatedly Arkansas digging massive deficits early on in games. You know, it did against Colgate. They did it against Oral Roberts. They've done it pretty much every single round of this NCAA tournament, and I would not be at all surprised if they have like a double-digit deficit at halftime and then scurry back to get you the cover against the Baylor Bears. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy and wish his Beavers good luck. He's going to need it. He's going to be very nervous. He says he's playing with house money, but deep down, he is going to bite his fingers to the bone, well beyond the nail. I guarantee
I've already started, man. I've already started.
Best of luck and Godspeed to your liver tonight, hombre. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.